From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. appeals court held a hearing late Tuesday on President Donald Trump's January 27 executive order that places a temporary travel ban on people from seven countries entering the U.S. That order put on hold by a lower federal judge. The three-judge panel said it would issue a ruling soon. During more than an hour of oral argument, the Justice Department's special counsel, Auguste Flentier, said the president has the authority to suspend entry of those considered a risk to national security.
The executive order at issue puts a temporary pause on entry for individuals from seven countries that Congress and the last president determined in a similar context pose special risks in terms of terrorist infiltration into our country.
But the Solicitor General for Washington State, Noah Purcell, insisted the government failed to provide evidence of irreparable harm if the order is blocked.
It was the executive order itself that caused irreparable harm to our states, to Washington and Minnesota and our residents, and to many other states and people, as described in the many amicus briefs that have been filed.
Both sides expect the case to wind up before the Supreme Court. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly Tuesday defended the ban.
The president's executive orders on border security and immigration enforcement will enhance public safety for all of our citizens.
The order bars travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, all refugees for 120 days, and Syrians indefinitely as the Trump administration reviews screening procedures. Several blasts echoed Tuesday across the Somali capital, Mogadishu, as authorities imposed a security clampdown on the eve of Wednesday's presidential vote. No casualties reported, no claim of responsibility issued for the blasts, which occurred near the city's international airport. This is VOA News.